Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, it is Tuesday, right? Yes. Yes, it is. It is Tuesday. I'm a little confabulated. Just making up more words that don't mean anything. But yeah, you get what I'm saying. Maybe I should just need to take a day off like Kamala Harris. Can you imagine the nerve? Honest to goodness. If you're running for president of the United States and you're now 2 weeks away from Election Day and you're like, nah, I'm going to be hanging out at the house. I'm sorry. What? You notice how she and her ilk have changed the tone. You know what's missing? Anybody else notice? There's no more joy. No, there really isn't. Oh, we're not experiencing any joy. I thought it was all going to be joy. We're running for joy. It's going to be joy. And we're going to be happy. There's no happiness left. What's going on? Well, that's a good question. I don't know. My sense, and look, I'm just, you know, I'm on the outside looking in. I think they're realizing, boy, this was one colossal mistake. There was a piece today, I put it up on the Jeff Katz Show page over on Facebook, the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, and I think I sent it out on X as well, Jeff Katz Show on X. You should be following both of those. That's where I put everything up. But it was like, well, maybe Joe Biden was the better pick after all. Okay. Now, far be it for me to screw up the disaster that you and the left are constructing. Believe me, I'm just going to sit back here, make some extra popcorn, and say, yep, have at it. And God willing, the election goes the right way. And we have Donald Trump return to the White House. We've got Republicans in control of the Senate, and Republicans hold on to the House of Representatives. Let me tell you something. We can get some stuff done. We can actually save this flipping country. They know, because you can see in the material that they write, and I know you're probably not paying attention. You know how I tell you, look, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to? Well, I read all of their garbage so that you don't have to. I mean, honestly, it's just insane half the time. Absolutely, positively insane. Having said that, they are adopting the tone that they are consigned to the defeat that's coming. And no amount of cheating, I guess, is going to be able to save them from this. And so what are you going to do? Well, they're already pointing fingers. And if they need any help, I'll happily remind you that Nancy Pelosi and Schmuck Schumer and Barack Obama are the folks who pitched poor old Joe Biden right off the mountaintop. Kicked him right off the cliff. And they gave you Kamala Harris, the accidental nominee. I don't think she's a stupid woman. I've told you this before. I think she imbibes a little too much, to tell you the truth. And I'm not exactly a teetotaler, you know? But then again, I'm not running for president either. But somehow, some way, 40 years in public life or 37 years in public life just hasn't worked. She hasn't gotten her act together. She's just not ready for this. She's never going to be ready for this. She's not going to be the first female president. Chuck Schumer might still be the first woman to ever become president. It's possible. And Donald Trump is now the subject of their attack, saying, oh, he's old. Okay. He's not in good health. Really? He's tired. Donald Trump is the one who is going 20 hours a day. It's not Donald Trump who took the day off to sit and contemplate his navel or, clean his cuticles or whatever the hell she's doing. I think she's memorizing and running lines. That's what I think is going on. Because they said she's taking the day off to prepare for an interview. How bad do you have to be to prepare for an interview? You got to remember, I was interviewed by Al Jazeera Television. Go ahead, let that sink in. Al Jazeera, about 2 years ago, came to the United States, and they did this whole extended piece on American talk radio. And I was one of the guys they chose to speak with. How much preparation do you think I had to do when I said, yeah, I'll talk to you, to Al Jazeera Television? You think I had a clue? Of course I did. Kamala Harris is the sitting vice president of the United States. I don't think there should be anybody at all in any place that has an interview lined up with her that is going to make her take the day off from work to prepare for the interview. Ma'am, if I can handle Al Jazeera Television, you can handle whatever the hell's coming your way. It's craziness. Absolute craziness. And what are they obsessed with? Because Donald Trump made he made one of those jokes about Arnold Palmer. Cut number four.
It all comes after Trump campaigned in battleground Pennsylvania.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole damn thing, right?
But raising eyebrows with this lewd digression about Arnold Palmer, spending 12 minutes talking about the golf legend in his hometown of Latrobe.
When he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable. I had to say it.
Trump also holding a photo op at a Philly-area McDonald's, working the drive-through window to pre-screen customers.
We love you. Come here, man. Thank you.
And scooping out French fries.
You got the salt on it.
Saying he doesn't believe the vice president worked at McDonald's for a summer in college.
Nobody believes she worked at McDonald's. You know why? Because she didn't work at McDonald's. And the talk about Arnold Palmer and his issued equipment has been around forever. This is not something that Donald Trump just made up. Everybody, if you have spent more than, I don't know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds speaking with someone who knew anything about Arnold Palmer, yes, they would tell you what an amazing human being he was. Absolutely incredibly talented golfer. A decent man. And if you spent a little more time and somebody was in a, an unscripted moment, they go, oh, by the way. There were all sorts of jokes about the, I'm not going to repeat any of them. You can make up your own jokes. It shouldn't be that hard because everything that you're thinking right now, that's exactly what they did. It's easier for the guys, right? Because I don't care how freaking old we get. We still maintain in our souls that 11-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy, and we laugh at bodily functions. And we talk about bodily, well, yeah, I mean, it's just no biggie. It's not not Arnold Palmer. I mean, what I'm talking about is not a biggie. It's not an issue. And I think Donald Trump is just continually connecting with regular people. And the left can't connect with regular people because the leftists hate regular people. I've told you this before, haven't I? And I know it's like a lecture, and I don't mean it to be a lecture, but I am telling you, they hate you. They hate me. They hate us with a passion. We actually do eat McDonald's. We actually enjoy French fries once in a while. Maybe you're at a point where your doctor has said, hey, listen, you can't be doing French fries every day. All right. I should tell you, for the record, my doctor, the best doctor on God's green earth, Dr. Robert Quarles, Threshold Medical, Midlothian, we've never had that conversation about French fries. Because I think what the good doctor's attitude is, treat yourself every once in a while. Don't be an idiot, but, enjoy what you can enjoy. That's a good way to live life, right? Nothing wrong with that. Oh, and they're beating up on Elon Musk, too. Oh, my gosh. Poor Elon Musk is just trying to live the American dream. And he is. And he wants other people to live the American dream. And he is willing to invest his own money to help people. Those should all be things we salute. Instead, he's under attack. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Plus, another and this one is MSNBC, attack on Donald Trump that you're going to listen to. I'm going to force you to do it in a moment, and you're going to think, well, there you go. This is why I just can't take you people seriously. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I know you'll take my friend John Reed seriously. He's going to be here, 6 a.m., always a great program with John. And then tomorrow evening, Kevin Sorbo, who was just with us, is going to be at the Virginia Council over in Glen Allen. I'm excited about it. If you didn't get your tickets yet, there are a couple of tickets left. Go to thevirginiacouncil.org. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Well, as long as we're going along with who is or is not a Floyd, I vote for Uncle Floyd. I don't know about this Tavarius Floyd. Is he a cousin to George Floyd? Who knows? Who cares? Is he a lawyer? You got me. Graduated law school. Doesn't that make him a lawyer? He's the only guy getting all beat up on this. I don't know. And I don't know the guy. I don't live in the city. I don't live in his district. It doesn't matter to me whether he's on this council or not on the council. But it is just hysterical to watch the taxpayer-funded so-called media people get involved in this. They're losing their heads over this. Now, he's calling himself a lawyer, and he's not actually registered as a member of the bar. Well, he graduated law school. What do you call him? I don't know. Maybe they're like, well, you could say you graduated law school. You're a graduate of a law school. You're a law school graduate. Or you could say what everybody says. You're a lawyer, I guess. Anyway, it's just funny. But if I'm going with Floyd, I'm going with Uncle Floyd from North Jersey. That's the way it goes. You know, the jokes about Arnold Palmer, by the way, go back a long time. Anybody remember Johnny Carson? I mean, this is funny. I'm now at the point where I'm saying to people, do you remember so-and-so? Well, if you remember Johnny Carson, who, my opinion, still the best host of The Tonight Show ever, better than Jack Parr, better than Jay Leno, and whoever it is that does it now. But he was joking about Arnold Palmer's, you know, putter years ago, 50 years ago. It's been out there. Now, I want you to listen to one of the whining leftists. I know, I repeat myself. And it is from MSNBC. So, do yourself a favor. Let me hang on one second here. Take your sip of liquid now so you don't do a spit take. And I will remind you that I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No. It's okay. You're welcome. Cut number two.
The central thesis of America, the American Republic, if you want to go back to George Washington's farewell address, was that this republic cannot exist without the moral and religious principle of a people. And leave out the religious part for a minute, and let's just talk about the moral part. What worries me to death nearly is either the kinds of Republicans that we know and grew up with either really believe this, they really believe that there's kind of a both sides thing, which is bad enough. And what's even a little worse is they don't really believe it. But because they are not sufficiently troubled by what the former president represents, they're looking for anything they can tell themselves to justify doing something that I think in their hearts they know is wrong.
Okay. Well, first of all, you lost me when you used the word thesis right out of the bat. That was it. Everybody stopped paying attention to you, and we all went back to thinking about two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. And to wrap it up, just to say this, I am unburdened by what has been, and I will be voting for Donald Trump. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Good grief.
436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday, I'm going to call it evening. We're just about there. Tuesday evening, 2 weeks to Election Day. Can you believe this? And Kamala Harris, she took the day off. Wow. It's not like the vice president has a lot of job responsibilities to begin with. I mean, they really don't. It's like the lieutenant governor on steroids. I see now why John Reed may want to be lieutenant governor, because there's not really, no offense to Winsome, who I think has done an amazing job, but she's actually turned the lieutenant governor's office into something that counts. Prior to her, boy, it wasn't a lot of heavy lifting. I mean, Doug Wilder did a great job and all that. I mean, there are a couple of people that stand out, but you see what I'm saying? For the most part, you kind of stand around and wait for something bad to happen with the other person. So Kamala Harris, 2 weeks to Election Day, takes the day off. because she is, and I quote,
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quote here, preparing for an interview. Really? If you are not at this point, 40 years in public life, prepared for any interview that comes your way, this may not be the line of work you should be pursuing. That's all I'm saying. You might be better equipped going somewhere else, like, well, I don't know, McDonald's. They got that. If they bring back the clown, seriously, if they bring back Ronald, and they got a pair of big red floppy shoes that you can fit into, could be a good fit. Craig Peterson is our guy when it comes to all things tech. I signed up for the newsletter. CraigPeterson.com is where you go. It's free. Comes out every week. And Craig, number one, thank you for being here. Number two, you're leading this week's thing with this whole Wi-Fi problem. And I guess everybody, even you Apple people, would have a problem, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, is this an interview? Do I need to prepare?
No, you need to break, take the day off, study your notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. This Wi-Fi issue is a big one. I one of the listeners had emailed me. Okay. So he was at home, and he has a Wi-Fi system that I recommended that he get. And this Wi-Fi system lets him know when a device connects to his network. So actually, he was overseas initially, and he saw that his son must have come in the house because his phone connected to dad's Wi-Fi, right? Okay. And so he called up his son. Hey, I see you're over at the house. Can you, you know, let the cat out? And his son didn't know how. Did you know? So he's at home this week. And all of a sudden, there's an iPad trying to connect to his home Wi-Fi that they just don't have.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
So is it the neighbor? That's what I would think first. Okay, the neighbor got a new iPad, and for whatever reason, they're just scanning, right? I mean, your phone scans, your iPad
right.
scans. Is that what it is, or do you think there's something more nefarious?
Well, have you seen these kids driving around in a Pringles can? You know what a Pringles can is? It's those long, round cans. They have those pressed potato chips in it. So have you seen kids driving around with those? And what they do is they use those as basically a microwave antenna receiver. And they point it at your house to see if you have any open Wi-Fi networks. In fact, for businesses, if you've seen chalked on to the side of your office building or your office, usually it's just above the ground, but it'll have a few different numbers on it, which is the Wi-Fi channel and frequency. Again, those are hosers trying to get onto your network. So that if they get on the network now, they can tell, is anybody home right now? Maybe it's time to break into their house. Maybe it's not, right? Because they get onto your network and they do a quick scan to see what devices are online, which ones are active. So, it can be a real problem, not just necessarily the kids next door.
Huh. Now, the markings on the outside of the chalk, that's almost like the... Like the hobos used to do, you know, the hobos would go on, they'd ride the rails, and they knew which houses had friendly people and which doors were left unlocked, and they had a whole bunch of chalk markings they would leave there. So now you got folks doing that for the free networks. But let me play devil's advocate for a second. If it's just saying, hey, it's your local coffee place, it's Craig's Coffee Hut. And they've got free Wi-Fi, and you want free Wi-Fi, that's not bad, but it's more than that, is it not?
Yeah, well, now you're running into a different problem, right? The problem then is it really the coffee shop's Wi-Fi? Or is somebody there with a laptop that is advertising a network that looks like it might be the coffee shop's network to get you to attach to it and then use that now to intercept everything you're doing on your computer?
Ugh. right, can we?
And that's happening a lot, and particularly at airports, Jeff. Oh. Particularly at airports. So we've got to secure. Yeah, we've got to secure our Wi-Fi. We've got to secure our use of Wi-Fi. And so many of us, a lot of people have Comcast, right?
Yeah.
They're your ISP. Yeah. And have you noticed that there are in Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, like all over this part of the country?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know how they do that? They use your home router, your home network router, or your business one that you're getting from them. They use that to advertise a free network for anybody that is an Xfinity customer.
No.
So they are, yes, that's exactly what they're doing. That's how it works.
Oh my God.
So they're saying, hey, listen, you know, we're making sure that it's gated, that none of the data can go between those two networks, your home network and the other network. But
yeah.
Why did Sutton rob banks, right?
Yeah.
That's where the money was. So, it's a problem. So, first of all, I never use a router from the ISP.
Okay.
I always put my own router in. I put my own Wi-Fi in, but I'm a geek, okay?
Yeah, so.
But this week's newsletter is a lot simpler than that. And most people don't know how to change the default password on the router. They don't know how to change some of the configuration on the routers. So what I did is I went in and explained, literally step by step, whether you have a Mac or Windows or separate instructions for each of them, what to do with your home Wi-Fi router to make it safer.
All right. Well, now this is, it should be absolutely positively no joking, because if Xfinity is doing that, they're offering these hotspots. They're essentially saying, hey, get on Jeff's home Wi-Fi. It's only a half a step away to them saying, oh, by the way, we have free coffee for you. Now you got to go in the back door near the kitchen, but help yourself, right? I mean, it's craziness.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Now you can call them and say, hey, guys, cut it off. Stop it. And they will turn that off. So they don't say think that it presents a problem, but it sure could in some conditions, without a doubt. And if you've got your home network, one of the things I talked about in the article today is you need to have a guest network. And so I talked about how to set up a guest network. Now, the guest network is going to be isolated from your main home network or your main business network.
Mm-hmm.
And what you should be doing is putting your Internet of Things devices, your things like if you have a Ring doorbell or you've got one of those smart thermostats, et cetera, they should be on your guest network, not on your main network, along with your computers that you use for banking and everything else. Because, again, those Internet of Things devices are computers, Jeff.
Yeah.
They can and have been hacked in the past. They will be hacked in the future. It's guaranteed. And what you don't want to have happen is to have it now go and use that as a launching point to attack you. I had a customer that became a customer, but they came to me because they were just a small retailer and they had security cameras so they could keep an eye on the cash register, right? Keep an eye on the employees.
Right.
And those security cameras were hacked, and they used those security cameras to break into the computer there in the store and got all of their financial records and then, of course, emptied their bank accounts from just having cheap Chinese security cameras.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, look, people have got to take advantage of the information you're providing. Please remind everybody again where they go, how they get signed up, and again, how much they got to pay you.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's worth a lot, so
yeah.
I do it for free. Okay, this is the free newsletter. If you go to craigpeterson.com, I have tips every week. This is what we've been talking about, one of the articles I wrote. I also have other articles that I curate to try and keep you a little bit up to date, including last week where I was talking about Toyota's new hydrogen fuel cells that are maybe going to put an end to some of this EV craziness.
Well, it'll be interesting, and we'll just have to follow the taxpayer dollars. That's how we know which
one we're
going to be competing, right? Craig, I love having you here, but I'm telling you, every time I speak to you, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to go get a piece of slate and a piece of chalk, and I'm done. I'm going to disconnect everything, and then I live in the real world. And I named my smart thermostat, by the way. I just want you to know that. That's how much I care about my smart thermostat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heidi. So it's all
good. All right. A lot of people use, FBI investigation van for the Wi-Fi network name.
Yeah. But everybody uses that now, so it's no big deal. Nastier. Well, we're going to work with that. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend. CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. You go there. There's some information. At first, you're going to go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how unsecure my network is. Maybe you're insecure, too, but it'll be unsecure. And then you go, okay, follow these steps. I think I got an idea on it. CraigPeterson.com. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, I'm going with, there's a little day drinking going on. There has to be. All right. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I really don't. President of the United States? I don't think so. An extra in some third-rate movie or TV show? No, I don't even think she's cut out for that. I don't know what she's cut out for. My oldest boy, is a part of the enemy out in California. He is. He's on the wrong side of things. And they're all talking about how she's going to run for governor of California after she loses the presidential election, because she has amazing name recognition and the rest of it. But it's like, yeah, but her name recognition is all associated with being a failure and a dope. But it is California, so those things are actually good. And what about the cocaine in the White House? That's a great point. Somebody sent me a note here. Remember the cocaine they found, and the Secret Service did an amazing amount of investigation, and somehow, after minutes of investigating, they could not figure out who it was that had brought that cocaine into the White House, into the private quarters of the president, right? Wasn't it like right there? No. So everybody blamed it on poor Hunter Biden, the dope Fredo Biden, Joe Biden's dumbest child. They blamed it on him because he's already a junkie. Everybody knows that. But there's all this buzz that, that wasn't the case. And then there's the piece today, which I do have posted over on the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. You should take a look at it. where they're writing. These are leftists saying, well, maybe Joe Biden wasn't such a bad candidate after all. Well, I think it's a little late. 2 weeks out, are you going to make another replacement entry? Are you going to pull her from the game and stick him back in? That would be hysterical, wouldn't it? It really would. It would be absolutely hysterical. I can't see them doing that. I think they're just, they know they're going to lose. They're going to take the L, and they got 2 weeks to regroup. And you may like them or dislike them, but the reality is that they play hard. And they don't play fair or honest, that I'll give you, but they certainly do play hard. And they're doing everything possible as we speak via the courts, right? More lawfare. They want illegal aliens voting here in the Commonwealth. So they got a federal judge on that. They've got a court down in Georgia, which is trying to change the ballot rules as we speak. So it makes it easier for Kamala Harris. But the numbers are the numbers, and it is looking good for decent Americans and Donald Trump. Yeah. Hey, this Saturday is National Drug Take Back Day, sponsored by the DEA. We'll be talking about that at 5:35. It's 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.